Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Everybody involved in offense should be held accountable, and I don't, even if that means jobs, everyone on offense should be held accountable.
It's been the same way all year. I mean, it's the same thing every single game. We need to be held accountable. You know, what I got to do is I got to try my best to, you know, keep it together and not let this, you know, affect me, because it's starting to affect me more than it should. You know, I love this game. I'm very passionate about this game. And right now it's affecting me way too much. You know, I'm trying my all to do my job. So
time, you know, the guy's an elite quarterback. You give him enough time and he's going to find someone. We condensed the pocket, didn't let him out. You know, we were getting him down. You know, we had a couple sacks in the first half. Kept him in the well, you know, what we call the pocket, the well. You know, on some critical third downs, you know, let him outside of the pocket and flush and threw, you know, he threw some pinpoint balls today. All of these games, each and every last one of them is on the line. You know, our focus, we've got to win these last two, you know, to give ourselves a chance.
You know, there's still life, and that's all that matters. Obviously, it's a tough loss and tough situation to be in, but, you know, anything can happen. Anything's possible. So we got two games that obviously have become very important, and we have to go out there and win those two games and see what happens.
The only good thing about coming out of this game is that we still got a chance of making a playoff. You know, Green Bay is the champs right now. We know that for a fact. We got two more games left. Away games at that, and we just got to make sure that we are. Like I said, you know, we keep repeating it, saying this over and over, but we got to win these last two games, point blank. I mean, any one of these losses could just end our season.
You know, when we have a chance to get a first down and it's third and medium, third and short, you know, don't get penalties backing us up to make it harder to get the first down. When we're on the goal line, score 7 points instead of three. Stop doing turnovers, you know. So basically, we've been shooting ourselves in the foot every time we move the ball the last 6-7 weeks. So we had great blocking, up front. If I can get to linebacker level and you know, get out of the backfield, we can make some things happen. So, you know, we were pushing them off the ball, running downhill on them, and playing physical. So we were moving the ball pretty well, and the run game was pretty efficient.
Oh, there's always confidence. You know, that never wavers. The biggest thing is, you know, we can't just talk about it. We got to actually go out there and get a win, you know, and that's the biggest thing we haven't been able to do.
We just got to get back to work. We got to get back to work, correct a few of the mistakes, and, you know, that's pretty much it. Like, I don't know how to do anything else. All I know is try to come back and get it corrected next week. It's, you know, it's not one area, you know, specifically that's causing, you know, the losses. It's a player here, it's a player there. You know, we all have a hand in it sometimes, and, you know, we can't continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. Like I said, I haven't seen it yet, but, you know, during the game, I thought it was a fine hit. You know, I guess I thought it was a legal hit. I thought it was clean. You know, like I told him, you know, I play the game the right way. I never go to anybody's head or hit anybody late intentionally. But, you know, I guess it depends on who you're hitting.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.